Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Here's the deal. I'm not interested in any of this stuff. And I'm 82 years old. Nobody works anywhere. So that's it.
Okay, let me ask you, ma'am. I just want to let you know that your opinions do matter to us. This will be no more than 5 minutes of your time. It'll be very quick, ma'am. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Are you 18 or older to register to vote?
Am I what?
18 or older and register to vote?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote?
I'll vote as long as I live.
So you're definitely going to vote. I got you. And what is your age? Sorry, you said 82, correct? Yes, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied, and I'm ready to move overseas somewhere.
Thank you. I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm, favorable. 50 means so-so, and 0 means you find them very cold and unfavorable. You can use any number from 0 to 100. First one, your local school board?
I have no idea about my local school board.
That's no problem. Thank you. And public charter schools?
I have no idea. I don't live near any of them.
Gotcha. Thank you. Critical race theory? Or CRT?
I don't know.
Okay. Public schools?
I don't know anything about the public schools. All I see is the school buses driving around. I used to be a school bus driver myself. I used to know when everything was going on, but I don't know anything anymore.
Thank you. Appreciate that. How about Black Lives Matter? Or BLM?
Everybody's lives matter.
Okay.
No matter who.
How would you rate it?
Everybody's lives matter.
And yes, thank you. How would you rate that organization from 0 to 100?
85.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0. Below 0.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Yeah. 85.
Thank you. The American Federation of Teachers or AFT?
Well, I don't know what they're doing for the teachers, but the new teachers have always needed stuff and they still need stuff. Now they need more stuff because everything is getting so ridiculous. Not in price-wise, but just to go into a classroom of 30 kids, would you like to be turned loose with that many?
I understand, ma'am. How would you rate that, sorry, from 0 to 100?
Horrible. They're not doing enough for them. Nobody's doing enough for the teachers. There are babysitters 7 and 8 hours a day. The bus drivers are the trusted person that takes that child to and from school.
I understand. So how would you feel towards that organization? Sorry, ma'am, it's just from 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. That's 50, 50. And lastly, public school teachers from 0 to 100.
90.
Q90. Let's move forward here. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think they're medium. I don't think anybody teaches around here in Illinois. I don't think anybody teaches enough. I think every child should have a second language the minute they start. They should have life-saving CPR, all that, the minute they start, the minute they're big enough to know what it's about. All that stuff, they should have either Taekwondo or some kind of something that is going to protect them if they need it. I'd be a terrible person if I was running the school.
Why would you say that? No, I think you'd do a great job. In this case, would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor? The quality of public schools?
Good. Good, that's all. Good. They're not great. They're not,
Gotcha. G-O-O-D. Good. Next. Would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? And would you say that they do a much better job or just somewhat better job? Would you say public
I think charter schools are ahead of the public schools.
Okay. Do you find charter schools somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. Now, how important do you think for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means is, yeah, that's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5, somewhat important, and 0, not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You could choose any number from 0 to 10. So,
preparing them for college or – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to read the topics here for public schools. And how about develop social skills?
Fair.
How important do you think that is from 0 to 10?
Well, 8.
8. The higher you go, the more important it is. Thank you. How about grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math? How important do you think that is?
I think that's the most important.
We're speaking of a 10 here or a 9?
10.
Thank you. Develop critical thinking skills. How important do you think that is?
10.
Thank you. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
Wow, that's weird. I don't know.
Would you like for me to repeat it or?
No, I mean, it's just, you know, well, certain schools do certain things, you know. My daughter got to go to UCLA and George Washington University, blah, 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 because at that point, you know, she was going to high school and taking college classes both. So some schools do okay and other schools don't. So how can you grade all of them if some do better than others? I don't know. Let's give it an 8.
Okay. An 8. That is an 8. All right. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. How important do you think that is?
Well, I think it's very important. That's a number 10. Everybody should be taught that.
Thank you. Be ready for higher education like college.
Yes. We need to put our standards up from the time they start to school clear through.
Okay. We're speaking of a 10 or a 9 here?
10.
10. Got you. All right. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
No, they're not enough.
Not enough. Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Oh, heavens no.
No. Okay.
I haven't been in a school for years. Since 09.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Just what I hear on the news. No, that's, you know, just a little.
A little. Got it. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Well, of course I agree. You've got all them jerks that are sitting up there in D.C. that need to be booted out. We need a fresh start.
Thank you. Would you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I strongly agree. They need to change everything.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I've heard a little bit.
A little. Thank you. Now, please tell me whether
you agree with this. If it's about history, you should never ban a book. As far as I'm concerned, you should never ban any book. My kids were book kids from the time they were born. You should never ban a book.
Thank you for your opinion. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Well, they're supposed to follow the rules. If they don't follow the rules, they get fired. So I'm not sure how that, but if I were a teacher and I thought something was wrong, then I would be the one that would get fired, because of course I'm going to teach what should be taught. In my opinion, what should be taught. So I would, teachers are not stupid, you know? So if they change it and do their own thing,
so in this one, where would you lean more towards, agree or disagree?
I would agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
I would agree with the teacher, probably. So, strongly agree with the teacher.
Strongly. Now, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
A lot. I agree a lot.
So strongly. Got you. All right. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
I agree. They should learn all that stuff.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Let's move forward here. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that somehow say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Here's the first idea. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Would you support or oppose?
I would support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly support.
Strongly support, okay. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly oppose. Don't ban a book.
Thank you. Increasing teacher pay. Support or oppose?
Absolutely. Yes, I'm in favor. I'm strongly in favor.
Thank you. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Support.
Yes. I support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements. Support or oppose?
I agree with that. Strongly agree. It should be upgraded.
Thank you. Let's move forward here. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum? Support or oppose?
I support anything that is going to educate a Black child about their heritage or an Indian child about their heritage.
Thank you. And is that somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Strongly support. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please tell me using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that, yeah, you find it a very convincing argument, 5, somewhat convincing, and 0, not at all convincing. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first one, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempts to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you find that convincing? From 0 to 10?
Nobody's going to convince me of anything. I said what I said. Nobody's going to change my mind. I don't care how many people sit up there in those little chairs. They're not going to change my mind.
So how would you rate that argument there from 0 to 10? The higher you go, the more convincing it is.
No, they're not going to convince me because it's 0. Just ignore them.
0. Gotcha. All right. Second one. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have a conversation about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing is that to you from 0 to 10?
Well, I think that's fine. I think they should be taught everything at an appropriate age.
Okay, would you talk about 7, 8, 9, or 10?
10.
10, thank you. Final one. Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high. And in 2023, it's likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of colors, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to Trinity starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How convincing is that from 0 to 10?
Don't censor a book. Don't. Period.
So that's not convincing to you at all, right? We're speaking of a 0, 1, 2.
No, that's 0. They're not going to convince me of all that baloney. Uh-uh.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one, Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Shouldn't be able to? No, they should be able to.
Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Or they should, okay. So do you agree or disagree with that, sorry?
No.
So you disagree. Somewhat or strongly.
I disagree. Strongly disagree.
Strongly. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States.
Now, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
You've asked me the same question three different times. Why?
No, this is the second time I asked you, because over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So we just wanted to, that's why. That's the only reason, and that's what it states at the top. And this is the final one that I'm repeating again. This is the second time I ask you, ma'am. This is the only one I'm going to repeat again, I promise. It states here, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
I strongly agree.
All right, thank you. All right, so switching gears a bit here, these are the last few questions. They're for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law.
2 years college.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm retired.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm divorced.
Thank you. There you are. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat, but, you know, sometimes that may not work out because there's some Republicans that I like also. But I'm a Democrat.
So there goes the conclusion to that question. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
No. I'm not a strong Democrat. I'm a Democrat, but I'm not a strong Democrat.
Oh, okay. You're not a strong Democrat, right?
Right, I'm not.
Okay. Not strong Democrat. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
No. Okay. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Nope.
No. Okay. That is a no.
They go to school in Liberia. My grandchildren go to an international school in Liberia.
That is so nice. I bet they're learning a lot. Thank you. And the question here says, and do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
No. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think I'm moderate.
Okay, you're moderate. Appreciate you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Never.
Never. Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again Christian, fundamentalist, evangelical to you or anyone in the household?
Nope.
Okay, does not apply to anyone. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
Nope.
No, doesn't apply to anyone nor yourself. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Once again, your opinions do matter to us. I thank you for your time and patience. And you have yourself
now,
a great rest
minute.
Of the night. Yes, ma'am.
Tell me who you came from again. Tell me who you are again.
Most definitely. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're located
okay.
in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Have a great one. Thanks for your opinion. Bye-bye.